Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers for beauty lovers. We are your hosts. I'm professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, and we have the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk.
That's me.
How are you doing, Lindsay?
That's me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I mean, our little Zoom life now. This is our new normal. I mean, in some ways, we're saying it's easier than it's ever been.
I know. I resisted Zoom for so long, Zoom and Skype and all that nonsense. And look where I am now.
Look where you are now. Well, and I will share, Lindsay has slightly changed my Zoom life by sharing with me the pretty filter, as she calls it, which... I mean, we will share that with you. Maybe we'll share that as our highlight of the week.
Yeah, we'll show you how to use the...
Because it's a trick that maybe you already knew and I'm just very late to the party, but...
Who doesn't want to touch up their appearance? I mean, it's very kind of Zoom to build that in.
Zoom completely, and especially if you haven't got good lighting, etc. Yes. Like, that is going to be new best friend.
Extremely. So we've got new news today, which is very exciting. And then we're just going to have a little chat about what we've been up to.
What's going on? What's happening? What's been making us happy?
And what's maybe been more trying?
All the things.
So that's what we're going to do today. Yeah. Should we start with some new news?
Let's start with some new news. Settle in, people.
Get comfy, folks.
Get your tea, get your wine, get your beverage of choice, whatever that may be.
There is no beverages judgment.
This is multiple beverages. Yeah. I mean, I like a lot of condiments, so if you like a lot of beverages.
I've been getting into condiments during lockdown.
I love a condiment.
Because we're cooking so much more. I'm getting very into my mayo alternate, so like a sriracha mayo.
A sriracha mayo. Or a chipotle mayo.
So good.
I get genuine anxiety when I'm at someone's house and all they have is ketchup. I'm sorry, where's the barbecue sauce?
Never used to bother me. But now I'm like... It's like the underneath of a McDonald's in my kitchen.
Literally, that's what makes me happy. I'm that person at McDonald's that's like, I want every single sauce, even if I'm only getting 6 chicken nuggets, because I will take it home with me.
Well, and also, that's like, if you think two sauces per nugget, you could be doing 12... sauces.
I'm a very generous dipper.
You're a generous dipper. But I think if a nugget's 2 bites, and a nugget could easily be more than 2 bites, but even if it was 2 bites, you can do 12 different sauces. So let's not withhold anything.
I like an array. I like a spread.
It's like when they say, like, don't save your best things for best. It's the same as your sauces.
No, sauces are there to be used. Well, there you go. Full coverage.
Yeah, this is now a sauce podcast.
Which I'm not mad about.
I know. We'd totally do a condiment-themed episode. Condiment-themed
love
makeup.
A condiment. Yes, amazing. Love a condiment.
Do you know what else I love?
What
news?
What else do you love? New news.
I don't get out ever. I was going to say much, but the answer is ever. There's quite a lot of new news, which is very exciting, and a lot of business news, which is like super duper exciting.
Yes, lots going on.
Going to start with the three really good business newses that are like newses. The three business newses. The new newses of three new launches, which is I'm dead excited about. First one, I feel like this has been coming forever and ever and ever, and people are dead excited, is Jackie Aina has announced her brand is coming out.
Oh,
I know. And it's called Forever Mood. It's a Forever Mood.
Amazing.
It's very exciting. I feel like this is just something that's been talked about forever, that she's been teasing it forever and ever and ever. And it feels like it's finally coming. There's not much to say at the minute, apart from that it's called Forever Mood. There's no E in the forever. It's just F-O-R-V-R. Because it's, stylized. We like it. But as soon as we've got more information on that, we will share it.
Yep.
And second launch, which again, exciting. And they've just announced the first two products in this range, which I did not see coming. And this is the Patrick Star One Size launch. So he's been teasing a beauty launch again for a while. I think he's been teasing on his YouTube videos, getting people to, or getting viewers to send him little videos of them saying, like, beauty is a one size fits all. Turns out it was because his brand is called One Size.
So wait, is this a separate brand to Patrick Star Beauty?
So this is just, so you're thinking of Patrick Tar Beauty. And I'm talking about Patrick Star Beauty. And you are not the first person on this podcast to confuse those two people.
I am. That. How dare I?
But it's
shame on me.
Very difficult because their names are very similar. And I'm merrily...
I think I do that both way rounds as well.
Sat in a restaurant with two PRs that you and I know, our friend Jess and her friend who worked for La Mer. And they were running an event with Patrick Tarr, and they were talking about, oh yeah, he's supposed to be on the plane, he should be here any minute. And I was like, no, I've just seen him on Instagram and he's like in Hawaii. And they were like, aren't you a beauty journalist? Yeah. And I was like, this is why
I think we have to change my name to unprofessional because there's no hope.
But at least
you only did it
in front of me and not in front of two beauty PRs that you weren't supposed to know.
Or our whole podcast audience. But anywho.
I feel like they know.
I mean, I'm not good. I'm great with faces, bad with names.
And their faces are very different. So you would have been fine. This is Patrick Star. Because there's all the R's, and it's his brand One Size, and it's going to be in Sephora for the initial launch. We'll know more about where it's going to be internationally as we go on. And the first two brands that have been announced, that have been announced is the Go Off Makeup Dissolving Mist and the Go Off Makeup Remover Wipes.
Okay, interesting. So more skincare,
but definitely makeup remover. So I think Urban Decay did this a couple of years ago. Yeah, they sort of edged into skincare, but it was with an eye on makeup removal rather than cleansing, which is an interesting extension of the cleansing category. It's the crossover between cleansing and makeup. It's like, it's not cleanser, it's makeup remover. I'm on the fence as to whether or not you need makeup remover. I guess if you're wearing a lot of makeup, you do need it. I always find those mists and the makeup remover sprays fascinating as to how they work. I don't understand them. They're witchcraft. You just spray it on and your whole face melts off like Indiana Jones.
Like death becomes her.
Yeah, it's totally mad. But I'm interested to see what else is coming. The packaging is gorgeous. It's all this bright metallic red. It reminds me a little bit of the body sprays from the 90s.
Oh yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
It's like a metallic red, sparkly red packaging that looks really cool. We'll see what else we have to come. I did a bit of background research on this, and it's because I thought, oh, is it a brand that's come from Sephora, like Marc Jacobs and KVD, Fenty itself actually. And it's not. It's coming from an incubation group called Luxury Brand Partners. And they also look after Smith & Colt. That's where Smith & Colt came from, the nail polish brand. Nice. And they were the money behind Becca before they sold Becca to Estee Lauder. Yeah, wow. So their CEO was the former Becca CEO. So they've got a lot of beauty expertise in the gang. So it's interesting.
Exciting.
Yeah, that it's going straight into Sephora and it's not a Sephora incubated brand. One that's come from Luxury Brand Partners. So as soon as we get more news on One Size, we'll let you know. And then the other new news, which is hot off the presses, is Fenty Skin has just been announced.
Yeah, Fenty which Skin. I kind of funny thinking about it in my head. I was like, wait, does that not already exist? But I'm like, no, it doesn't. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it launches July 31st on FentySkin.com. So it's not even going on Fenty Beauty. It's entirely its own thing.
Oh, wow. So kind of like the Savage Fenty and like all the other extensions. Yeah. Like it's going to be like its own separate. Like, it's interesting.
Yeah, really, really interesting. I'm curious as to see how that's going to go. I don't know what the product's going to be yet. It's literally just dropped as a logo and
hot
a website.
The press.
Yeah, so as soon as we know more, we'll know more. And then the last piece of business new news we wanted to mention is... we had a big pre-conversation. We had a meeting about the meeting about this one, and we think it's an important piece of new news to be shared, but without necessarily getting into our personal thoughts and feelings on it, because we have them, and that's for another time. But Morphe have ended their relationship with Jeffree Star Cosmetics, which is huge news. Huge.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's going to be lots of people talking about that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there was just a lot of... Yeah. discussion and debate as to what his involvement was with Morphe as a company, as whether or not he owned part of Morphe, whether he was an investor in Morphe.
I think it was quite unclear for a while.
Yeah, but what we do know for sure is he is a massive, massive revenue driver for Morphe. So it's a huge step for them to terminate that relationship and cut out that arm of his supply chain. So I say his, it's Jeffree Star Cosmetics, the company. The company. So, I mean, interesting. We'll see what happens with Morphe now and where they go.
Yeah.
But just a lot of business news. I feel like there's a lot of people sat at home with a lot of time on their hands, if you could believe it. They're doing interesting stuff.
Yes, and that's it. I think there's going to be, obviously COVID in itself is a really interesting time for brands. I'm sure there's challenges in itself there. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of who continues to grow through this as well and can kind of like adapt with consumer habits, etc. as well. Yeah. Because I know even like I've been reading reports about kind of consumer habits and how obviously things like lipstick isn't selling much right now because more people are wearing masks. So kind of more emphasis is on like brow products are up, eye products are up. But we'll save that for the chat.
We'll save that for the chat. We will. You got any new news to share with us?
I have. I'm going to say a naughty word. Nas Orgasm X. Every time Dave hears me filming and he can hear me shouting about orgasms, he's like, what are you doing?
Look, Dave, I'm bringing the money in. Don't ask questions.
Don't worry, Dave. You're all good. Yeah, but always does an eyebrow lift. Orgasm X is an extension on Nas's classic orgasm range. If you don't know what orgasm is, well, obviously other than the actual orgasm.
I mean, I would imagine everyone listening to this knows both of them.
I was going to say, I would hope you would have experienced that one too. But anyway, the one that is the actual blusher, which is what Orgasm, the Nas collection kind of stems from. They first started out years ago with the Orgasm Shade Blusher, which is quite a, it definitely works on quite a few different skin tones, and over the years they've been like kind of adding to the shade range and also making collections and creations based and inspired by that shade. So we have Orgasm X now. So within the new releases there are two eyeshadow palettes. The one I'm showing Lindsay right now is very Lindsay.
Ooh,
so
very
this
pretty.
Is supposedly like the classic Orgasm inspired shades, which is an eyeshadow quad, and then we also have a deeper one which is called Orgasm X. So I believe Orgasm X is like the kind of newer
that's beautiful
shades. So lots of really intense kind of like metallic-y shimmers, mattes, pearls. They're quads, so you get four in a eyeshadow palette. But I feel like the finishes are really unique. Like you can kind of build them together. They look really nice. All one in its own is amazing. They've also brought out, this is amazing, I have put these on my stories actually. This is the Orgasm X cheek palette, which again, in the center, you've got the standard Orgasm. Then we've got Orgasm X, which is a bit deeper. And then there's an Orgasm highlighting powder, which literally makes your skin, I was going to say look wet. And then
this is the content you came here for. This is why you're listening to us.
We deliver.
Looks to me like it's the gold pearl, because Orgasm's got gold pearl shot through it, right? Like the original blush.
So it's more, it feels different than a pearl. I don't think you'll be able to see, Lindsay, from as it
picks
up.
It's hard to see on screen.
It has like a wet look. It definitely, when you put it on, it's one of those powders that you can't tell if it's powder or cream, which I love.
I love that.
Really nice. And it's definitely, it's not as gold as you think it's going to be. Again, when I say it's more like a cream, it almost gives you that shift of like, it could be more translucent. Ooh. Which is quite special. So really loving that. They've brought out another lip gloss, which is, I've got the comparison show Lindsay. So that was the original Orgasm one. This is the newest one. It's more, there's a deeper, richer pink tone. And then there's another little mini, tiny Orgasm.
It's stinky.
It's a dinky orgasm.
It's the only dinky orgasm I want to see.
It's
no time for that. I'm at home a lot.
Yes. So, and again, there's a mix. This is kind of like a very kind of like travel friendly size. There's some mattes in there. There's six mini shadows in here. It's definitely kind of coming a much more punchy in the tones. Like there's definitely, it's bolder. I would say like the Orgasm X generally is kind of like deeper shades than the existing Orgasm. Yeah. So you're getting more richer, deeper pigments. Lindsay, stop laughing.
I can't. And it's a double laugh because firstly it's funny, and secondly I was like, oh, that little palette would have been good for tour. So there's no tour. There's no tour.
We can have an episode called The Tour That Never Came. Just feel like all the things that we would have brought. Yeah, but the tour that would have been.
Aww.
Yeah, so that's Orgasm X. And then any makeup artists out there, just beauty lovers. We all love a bit of condensing and depotting. I mean, I know I do. If I wasn't a makeup artist, I would still depot. Yeah, I depot.
So there's clearly not a makeup artist.
Yeah, Lindsay's, you are a depotter. You are a depotter.
I am a depotter.
So a new brand that's developed by two New York makeup artists who are anonymous, which is causing a lot of hystericalness on Insta because everyone's trying to guess who they are.
Yeah, because now I desperately need to know who they are.
Exactly, everyone wants to know who they are, and they're really enjoying that everyone's trying to guess. So it's called the Artist Kit Company. Their first product, which was Palette 1.0, and it's just a really dinky kind of credit card size palette.
Gorgeous.
Comes with the pans. It's metallic, but the exciting thing is, and if you're like a proper beauty nerd, as I am and you are, Lindsay, they also sell a palette which has a spatula, but this isn't any spatula. Are you ready to be wowed?
I don't even know if I am.
Okay, I'm bigging this up now, and
oh
I can't
God.
Even get the spatula.
So exciting.
Okay, wait for it. Witchcraft. Okay, wait.
It's
a magnet on it.
Oh my
God.
So
when you want to get your pans out and depot, or obviously now COVID, going back to work as a makeup artist, you know, you're going to have to be kind of depotting a lot of makeup and putting them onto palettes, etc., sanitizing more so than you were already, hopefully. But yeah, this palette knife makes it, it's got a little magnet on the spatula that comes with the clear palette.
God.
Is just game changer for when you're kind of organizing things. And it's things like that that make me very excited, Lindsay. I love the palette. Like, I mean, some people get excited by Orgasm X, and I still get excited about that. But give me a palette that's empty that I can depot myself, and oh,
the dream.
Happy place.
It's the dream, yeah, isn't it?
Happy place.
I did like that magnet.
Yeah, it's very fun. So I have several of those lined up now in my kit. More to do. But they're actually sold out of the palette currently, so they are getting a restock. But then there's also a brand called Well Insulated that recently gifted me. They have like a makeup bag line where it's actually made, you know, like when you get like a cool bag.
Yeah.
If you live in a hot country, in LA now, it's getting very, very warm, and you're traveling, obviously that it's COVID, so no one's
you're
traveling.
Going nowhere.
But if you like to do your makeup outside, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe you go into the beach in a nice, socially distanced, safe fashion.
Yeah. Or you just want to pretend.
Yeah, maybe you just want to have a picnic
normality.
In your garden. Who knows?
Yes, their makeup bags are great because they have, like, as the name would suggest, well-insulated makeup bags that have, like, really good insulation inside. So if your lipsticks normally melt this time of year, or you are traveling to hot places, or you're living in a hot place, I've been using these for my kit because sometimes I do get that thing where lipsticks get, like, it's almost like they sweat. They just get those little beads, like, on top of a palette. So it's really good for help preventing that.
Awesome.
And that's me in a nutshell.
That's you in a nutshell. That's you.
This is
in
me
nutshell.
In a nutshell.
Oh God. Hi guys. We really have not been out. There's a tiny bit more new news, and it's all mascara related. It appears to be mascara o'clock for every brand.
Well, because it's the only thing people can see.
It's the only thing people can see. So whoever
brows a mascara,
whoever was clever enough to develop a new mascara in the last 6 months is now churning it out faster than you can shake a stick. And there's a lot of them. So starting off with the new Pat McGrath, which is the Dark Star mascara. Obviously, it's somewhat pricey. But it's we don't have it yet. It's on its way. We're going to test it. It has the hourglass type brush. That's the very much the Too Faced Better Than Sex inspired. I mean, I'm not saying inspired, but to get an idea of what the brush looks like, it's a large bristly brush with an hourglass shape, like the Better Than Sex, like the L'Oreal Paradise, like those big fluffy lashes. So you already know.
Very voluminous.
Yeah, you know that's what it's going to be. I am intrigued to see the quality of it. I really am. I think that's going to be very interesting. And then the other two, there's two more. It's actually like loads more, but one of them's from Clé de Peau and it's £1 million and I'm not fucking with it. But the Hourglass mascaras, which is kind of interesting. The Hourglass Instant Extensions mascara. This is more of a conical wand. That's more of a plastic.
That's
bristle.
A nice word.
Conical. It looks like a Christmas tree. So that makes me happy.
Yeah.
More plastic bristles. And I believe, again, waiting for this to come in, but it's film forming technology. I believe it's tubing, which I'm really excited about.
Seeing a lot of tubing mascaras again come to the market.
It's time.
Like they're really having a moment again.
Yeah, it's time, baby. Yeah. It's time.
People have difficult eyes and they need solutions.
It's true.
I'm one of them.
And at the moment, according to my face at the end of every day, I am also one of them because I have been, I mean, I'll let you say, it's getting really warm in LA, yeah. and my makeup is just all over my face all the time. It's quite stressful. And then also one mascara we have that I have tried out is the new Urban Decay Lash Freak. It's a lash freak. Lash it's freaky. Freak.
Oh, that's a big box.
It's freaky. Yeah, it's a big purple box with a green wand on it. So you can see a picture of the wand on the outside of the box, which...
Ooh, it looks like a Venus flytrap.
It does look like a Venus flytrap. That's exactly what it looks like. It's freaky volume mascara is what it says on the box. Ooh, it says volume defined lift freaky brush. They're loving saying freaky. It claims to have 23.6% more volume.
I do like a very specific percentage.
Not percent, sorry, 23.6 times the volume. Percent and it's not. No, that was me. It's a times, not a percent. I was distracted somewhat because there's a before and after picture on the box that I'm showing to Harry right now. But even Wowzers. In the before picture, she's wearing eyeliner, which makes it really hard to see how much of what's
You've got
occurring.
Another bit of marketing genius.
I mean, they're not pretending right she's not wearing eyeliner, but I would like to see what it looks like without eyeliner.
Completely.
It says it's 20%. 20%. I'm obsessed with percentages. 20-hour wear, sweat-proof, smudge-proof, flake-proof. I've tested this a couple of times. I'm wearing it
today. I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, so this is it. I was like, I'm going to challenge you on that, mother flippers. I would say I haven't left it on for 20 hours, but I've worn it over a long day, and it's very hot, so hot, sweaty day. I would say it's not smudgy. Like, I don't get dark circles with it. I haven't really done bottom lashes because I know what I'm like with lower lashes. Yeah, and I'm like,
there's no need.
But let's test it on top. So I've tested on my top lashes. I wouldn't say it's smudgy, but it's a really wet formula. Stick with us. It's really, really wet, as so many mascaras are at the beginning of their lifespan.
Yeah.
And that makes it quite difficult to apply without it going everywhere. It's also really clumpy, but it's unlike the Huda, which I got really mad at the Huda Beauty for being really wet and clumpy. Looking at the picture on the box, it's meant to be clumpy.
I was going to say the visual is kind of showing quite like a sort of punky lash. There's definitely that kind of like the lashes don't look like there's loads of lashes.
No,
it looks more
like
each individual
lash
is made thicker.
Yeah, that thick, clumpy spider lash. And I think that's partly because the formula is really wet. So when a formula is really wet, the lashes tend to cling together rather than being separated. Yeah. And then the other reason is because of the brush. So I'm trying to show Harry the brush, but it's quite difficult because it's caked.
It does look like a Venus flytrap.
It does.
I feel like it looks like some kind of plant.
It's very interesting, and it is original, and it is very rare that we get a mascara brush that's original. So the big thing about this is it's one-sided. There are only bristles on one side and then the tip. So the idea is you coat your lashes with the bristles on one side, then you do the inner corners and lower lashes with the tip, which I do love that, and I always love that about their reel that has the ball tip, so you can really get in where you need to. And then the other side that's smooth, you're supposed to use it as a scoop to lift your lashes up.
Right,
but
that's a lot of information.
It's a lot. It's not an easy mascara. It's hard
work. Lashes could be so complicated.
This is it. It just makes it really hard work because the bristles that exist on the one side are very shallow, so it's hard to get any real comb. Like, you can't get defined lashes with it. But also, it doesn't say that you can.
Yeah, which is fair if they're not.
So
that's
if you're looking for a punky, clumpy mascara that doesn't really smudge that much. I do feel like I got flakes at the end of the day, because I think when it's that clumpy, you're gonna just because they're big clumps of mascara, it's gonna wear away, it's just gonna fall off. So because you can't get that definition with the comb, that makes them clumpy. It's wet, so it makes them clumpy. And then when you scoop them together with the flat side, all you're doing is just sticking them all together. And I did the scoop side once, and I just had like four lashes. Like, I had four mega lashes. So I wouldn't advise the scoop unless you've got giant eyes and a lot of lashes. If you are looking for a long-wearing formula that will give you very punky, it's very black. I will say that. It is super, super black. Yeah. I'm not wearing any eyeliner today. This is just the mascara. And it's like intensely black. But it's not really a look that I am going for very often. I like a big fluffy, dramatic,
fluffy,
fluttery lash. This is very much like a punky. If I was doing like a big dark coal punky eye.
It could look quite cool. I would love cool. it.
Yeah, and I think once it's dried out a little bit, it will probably be quite good on lower lashes if you take the excess off the brush before you start, so that you can get some comb through. But it, again, it's just a mascara that's really hard to work with. And I'm dead tired. Like, I don't want mascaras that are hard to work with.
I know. It does sound like a lot of work. I think it's...
It's going to be right for someone. But that someone is not me. And I feel like that a little bit about Urban Decay quite often these days, which makes me sad because I love Urban Decay and I've loved them for so long. But more and more often we get launches where I just think, this is probably great for somebody. And I just don't know who it is. I do worry about them losing their way. I was trying to think back to their other mascaras, and I remember the Perversion mascara is pretty good,
very popular.
I was obsessed with the Cannonball, the waterproof that they did, and I don't think they do that anymore.
I think they just do
Perversion waterproof.
Perversion
Cannonball was an amazing waterproof mascara.
I think I remember you talking about it.
As recommended to me by my therapist. because I just used to come in and cry. You can trust anyone. Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, it's all over my face. And she's like, Urban Decay Cannonball. I'm like, noted. And immediately went out and bought it. But yeah, I don't think of Urban Decay when I think of mascara. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll see. I'm interested to see how other people get on with it. I'm waiting to see the reviews coming in on other websites and other blogs and stuff that I read. But I just, Lash Freak. It's freaky. Stop saying freaky. Yeah. Like, it's not, it's a mascara. I don't know. It's going to be right for someone.
The jury's out.
Yeah. I mean, it's in for me. I'm not going to buy it. But I will probably use it from time to time, especially in summer, because I do think it is long wearing. It's just not always the effect. I would. Maybe it'll be good under false lashes.
Yeah, maybe. Because it will just give you some... and give it more depth.
Yeah, black. I mean, it's very, very black and it doesn't smudge, so you won't get that. So it might be great under a false lash, but that's not really what it's for. Then just the last piece of new news, which is also Hourglass. There is a new ambient lighting powder coming out. And there's been a little bit of, I wouldn't say scandal, but there's been a little bit of feedback, I'd say, on it. Because it's like a universal powder. And then when you click through, it's like for light to medium skins. And I just think this is probably the wrong time to be trying to get away with that.
That word does not.
No, it just seemed really disappointing. And I was really excited about it when I first saw it. It's the Ambient Lighting Infinity Powder, because it's the baked ambient formula, which I love.
Yeah.
And it is... a combination of two of the ambient lighting powders and an ambient strobe, all in one melange, it says. One melange.
Right, okay.
So it's flattering, soft focus, natural radiance. It doesn't actually say which two lighting powders.
I was going to say, And also I feel like the ambient lighting powders for me have, that's what I like about them. They have enough subtle light diffusion in them that I don't think they need any more. I feel like then they will become like strobing products.
I mean, I'm all for it, obviously. I want to shine from the rooftops. But yeah, I think it's just unfortunate that it is only
for light
to medium.
I think brands have to be really, you know, we can't use the word universal unless it truly is. No, I think that's the thing. It's like, you know, that.
I think a lot of the Hourglass lighting powders are so nuanced and so... light in their touch that they lend themselves much more towards lighter skin tones anyway. That's probably a blind spot in Hourglass as a brand, if I had to pick one, would be how well they cater to darker skin tones. So that's probably something they can look at and should look at. But if you are light to medium skin tones, that's probably an exciting launch for you. Just disappointing that there isn't an alternative for deeper skin tones coming out at the same time. 100%. But still exciting to see new stuff coming out, because there was a moment where I was like, will that happen? Like, will we get
anyone bring anything else out?
I know, bonkers. But they will, and we're going to talk about that next, the things that are out and the things that we're using that make us happy. We're going to do an ad break first. It's very exciting. Ready? It's not. It's. I'm just letting you know so that you can skip it. And I hope that
our
network isn't listening to me tell you to skip it. But just heads up, advert coming right now. And then we're going to be back with things that are happening in the world.
Ding dong.
That's the new song.
Like Grease and then ding dong ding.
Ding ding dong ding dong ding ding.
Ding dong ding 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 dong.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're back. We're back. We couldn't stay away. We just thought it would be nice to have like a happy chat. A happy chat.
Just a catch up, yeah.
Yeah, about
how we all doing.
Yeah. I mean, you can't. Yeah. I hope you answered Harry then. Like, I hope wherever you are, you're like, I'm all right. That's my greatest dream.
Well, and I guess wherever you are, like, it's different for everyone right now. Me and Lindsay, obviously, are both based in Los Angeles, where I would say we're still in quite strict regulations regarding COVID-19 at the minute. So for context, we've kind of, I think I'm right in saying, Lindsay, that everything that's indoors has just reclosed.
Yes, we were sort of semi-opening, and as of yesterday afternoon, we've gone right back. So all the gyms are closed again, the restaurants are closed again, the hair and makeup and everything. Not makeup, but hair salons are all closed again. Yeah, pubs, restaurants, everything. Because people couldn't behave themselves, Harry. They couldn't behave themselves. And they didn't want to wear a mask. And I know that's been, just going to be very serious for a brief moment. I know that's been a very controversial issue with a lot of people. It's not a political statement. It's taking care of other people. So you don't wear your mask to protect you. I mean, you do, but you mostly wear it to protect other people.
100%.
That's what it's about. I know they're a pain in the ass. I know they're difficult, but it's dead more difficult to cope with having
the right thing to do.
Corona or to like live with someone you know and love catching it. So...
Exactly. That's the way to kind of put it in perspective, I think. Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, I was saying to Lindsay before we got on the started recording, I was saying, you know, because work as a makeup artist is definitely, it keeps kind of changing, and the updates to the beauty industry worldwide, I think, is being given due to COVID means there's a lot more PPE measures, which is only a good thing. But also I think it's kind of making those PPE changes common ground and you know, normal regular practices now as well going forward. So there's a lot of things I've been adding to my kit, and I think even for me it's kind of like a mask, and I've got like the plastic visor, I've got the gloves, and that could all change as we go along as well, you know. There may be more things that get added into that. So I've kind of spent like the past few weeks kind of looking at my pro kit, looking at what additions I can make, things I need to get rid of, so like porous materials that have stored things previously, things that are harder to kind of wash down and sanitize. I have had some more depotting because that always makes me happy, and I think depotting has always made that a little bit easier because it's easier to scrape out what you need with a spatula, sanitize the spatula, your palette, etc. But I think as well it's made me sad kind of seeing how like the beauty salons and beauty industry in general has kind of been like an afterthought. And I think that's really sad. There's been like so little support, and I think people can quickly forget how much we value feeling good, and also how much, you know, it's that escapism, especially in a time like this. So you know, I'd be interested.
I'm gonna have to get on my down with the patriarchy horse. It's Go saddled on, Lindsay. Up.
I agree.
It's
I'm
saddled
with you.
Up
I'm
right
with
at the
you.
Side of me, and he's stamping his foot and he's saying, ride me, Lindsay, ride me into the sunset. Down with the patriarchy. I mean Caroline Hirons has been very loud about this on social media, and rightly so. Hopefully by the time you hear this, something will have changed. But the fact that
how can you open a pub?
Yeah, you can open a pub and a guy can go and get everything done at a barber's. And this is the thing. It's like she's been posting videos and clips of guys getting eyebrows threaded and getting their nostrils waxed and getting facial treatments at barber's. But for women, it's still not allowed. And I say for women, I mean, just like facialists aren't allowed to work. The idea that you can go to a barber and get something done even though it's technically against the rules, but no one's shutting them down. No one's telling them they shouldn't be doing it. No. But then there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of women and technicians who are out of work because they're not allowed to do it. I think it's mental. I'm very upset about it.
So much more PPE as well than something potentially like a bar or a pub. Exactly. And I'm not saying that bars or pubs won't be doing what they need to do too. I'm just saying, you know, if you're a good makeup artist, you're a good working beauty professional, then you will be upholding a level of hygiene practice anyway, because that's something you should always be doing pre-COVID. You know, that should be like an existing part of your work. So if you're already in an industry where you practice safe hygiene, I just, that blows my mind that they were able to open pubs before salons.
And it smacks of misogyny because it's just like, oh, women are just silly. They just want to go and get their mustache waxed, lol. And it's like, you don't understand. Like, let's sit down and explain polycystic ovary syndrome to you, where women have facial hair and it is damaging to their mental health and self-esteem that they cannot go and get that dealt with. But a dude can go and get his nostrils waxed at his barber. Like, fuck that noise. Genuinely really angry and upset about it. I think a lot of the problems... And I know they're bringing in mask requirements in the UK now, and that's probably been very confusing to people. And I've been following it, and it's confusing because they're saying from the end of July, I think, which is bonkers. They're like, why wait? Why not say from now, but we'll start enforcing it from then? Because I know obviously it's going to take time for people to buy masks and get masks and start using them. But
To clarify, face masks can be face coverings as well. Yes, even in the US, you can make them yourself. You don't have to go and buy an N95, you know, and there's ways of doing it that don't mean having to spend loads of money.
N95 needs to be at the hospital.
Yeah, don't let that be an excuse, though. It's like, there are other ways of doing it.
Use a bandana, use a scarf, use something that you have. But it honestly, the sooner you start doing it, the sooner it starts to feel normal. And I remember the first time I wore it to the supermarket and felt really weird because there weren't that many other people wearing it. And I'm like, oh, I look like a dickhead. Everyone thinks I'm an idiot. And I'm like, no, I'm sheltering. I'm taking care of someone who needs to be, who is immunocompromised, and I need to be doing this. And that's the thing. It might feel weird, but it won't feel weird soon. Like, soon it will just be like, now I don't even think about it. I went round to the bins because our bins are at the back of our house and you have to go around the corner. And I went out to put something in the bin and I forgot to put my mask on. And I literally stepped to the end of our path and was like, oh my God. And I just felt so weird to not wear it. It's become so normal. Also, fantastic for sun damage. So protect your face. Yeah. It's great to protect your face. And I just think, it's not a political statement. It's just empathy. And it's just, best case scenario, you're saving someone's life. Worst case scenario, you're mildly inconvenienced by wearing a face mask. It's no big deal.
That's it. And I think, you know, there's definitely that feeling of, like we were saying earlier, like, it's been interesting seeing like sales of things like eye makeup go up because, you know, a lot of tutorials, if you're searching for tutorials right now, it's like, you know, makeup to wear with a mask. So, you know, perhaps what base is going to transfer less, be longer lasting, etc. But also, you know, how to kind of emphasize features of your eyes, brows, etc. So it is interesting as well how not just mainstream media but society as a whole is kind of, you know, that having a mask is becoming our normal experience now. So with that, you know, advertising changes and tutorials change, and you know, the way, I guess, the way we dress ourselves quite literally changes. It's really interesting.
For the people that are worried about mask me, because we have to give it a name because you can't just have acne, it's like mask related spots. I think first thing to say is keep your mask clean, and that will help. I think you've got to wash your mask in between every wearing, because we're in LA, so if I am going outside, I'm wearing sunscreen as well, so my mask does need washing every time I wear it because I've got makeup or sunscreen or whatever in there. Secondly, again, like, double cleansing is going to be your friend because you are going to get buildup of stuff underneath it. What's worse, a couple of spots or coronavirus? Then I think maybe just invest in a salicylic spot treatment. I don't think you need to do anything drastic. I've had a lot of people asking me on Instagram because I've been wearing my mask on Instagram and saying, how are you treating it? How are you dealing with it? You don't need to invest in a massive acne. You haven't suddenly got acne. Like, you haven't shifted to having acne. Like, you know, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's not, you haven't just suddenly become a teenager who's going to have horrible acne. You're getting spots because of like build up and clogging. It's not that your skin type has changed. You're just getting spots. So you need to treat the spot, not your whole skin. Stay clean, and yes, double cleanse. And maybe you want to add in like a salicylic cleanser, but I would say in the first That's instance, really don't idea. Dry out your skin. Don't, because that will only irritate it more. Just treat the spots on the spots. And that will go away when once your skin gets used to everything that's happening. I'm getting terrible acne at the minute, and that's because of I was wearing a mask a lot last week.
And it's getting warm here.
It's getting warm, and I slept in a coconut hair oil mask. So like one side of my face is just all giant cystic acne because I was like, oh my God, what's happening? And then I realized it's not that I suddenly have developed teenage acne. I slept in coconut oil and slept on my side and... we'll just deal with it, we'll cope, and we'll all prevail. Yay.
I think it's you know, I think for most people, I presume, like, COVID has definitely made them look at lots of things differently, and you know, I'm sure our beauty routines is one of them, you know, making sure that we are protecting ourselves with masks. I'm hoping that that is a priority. And it's funny because I was saying to you before we started recording, Lindsay, like, one thing I've kind of fallen down this hole, this YouTube hole of learning about it doesn't make sense, tiny houses, but like they're big tiny houses.
Jeff's brother just moved into a tiny house in South Carolina.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
his okay older brother. Well, I have,
it's like, yes, a 400 square foot tiny house.
Yeah, I want one bigger than that, I'm not gonna lie. But I've kind of fallen down this thing where I was like, oh, we could live in like the mountains and live like outside inside. And you know, I think with COVID, most people kind of looking at their like property situations definitely kind of comes into play. So we were talking about that, and then through that I started looking, and it's always been something I've been interested in, is the idea of minimalism. And for me, I think I understand minimalism as you just love the things you have. It's not about having no possessions at all. It's about, you know, you kind of don't, you get rid of things that aren't bringing you joy, to quote Marie Kondo, but also just, you know, you don't need them. It's kind of less but better. And I was thinking about that, and I was kind of talking to my Instagram kind of community about that, and I was saying, can you be a makeup artist and be a minimalist? And I'm also curious, beauty lovers, like, if you love beauty, do you feel, because I'm sure for a lot of us as well with COVID, you know, I know that I've brought more beauty products maybe than I normally do, because it feels like something to look forward to. It's not like buying a full outfit. And generally when you know, whether it's a recession or the economy isn't doing as great, you know, beauty still, generally speaking, tends to do pretty well. So I always find that really interesting. But yeah, I was kind of looking at the idea of minimalism, and especially because, you know, like myself and Lindsay, you know, we're sharing with you products that hopefully inform you and help you make a decision about what's right for you. But also there is, we've talked about this before, this problem of newness as well, and kind of how you feel like, at what point has that product already existed by every other brand, you know, and how many times can you make a red lipstick that is the best red lipstick or a different one? So I've kind of thought about that recently as well, and I've had a little bit of decluttering, but also I'm a working professional makeup artist. So it's also hard knowing that balance of, obviously I have to make sure it's paramount that my kit is inclusive, that it caters to everyone that sits in my chair, but also how do I get to the point where I don't have product for the sake of having it that never gets used, that goes off, that's wasteful. And I've really been kind of struggling with that, because I'm you know, sort of thinking, like, again, pre-COVID, I'd got very good at like minimizing my kit in general. And now because of COVID, obviously I've had to kind of add more things back in that I wouldn't have had before. And that's fine. I'm happy to do that. But it then makes you question, okay, well, if that's taking up room, what else do I actually not need and never use? So yeah, I've just been thinking a little bit of that. And I know we've talked about, like, when you love a Depot as well, Lindsay.
Love a Depot. I've got, you know, I've got a shift coming, I can feel it.
Yeah, when you're very good, I feel like you're very good at, like, you do have like a big cull every now and then.
I did one
and
about think, 2 weeks ago, and it felt amazing.
I think I'm on the verge of like another cull coming, but I also feel incredibly guilty when I do it, because you know, I'm in a very fortunate position where a lot of products are gifted to me by the nature of my job, and I'm always grateful. But also, you know, I remember watching, I think, is her name Samantha Randall, I think,
sure,
right? The YouTuber. And she talked about actually like stopping requesting you know, PR product at one point, because she was like, it's going too much. And yeah, it's a really interesting one. I'm just interested, to anyone else find that, like, you know, the decluttering becomes something you're doing more regularly? Do you find that you buy things and sometimes think, oh, I already have three of those, why am I, you know, or you have this, we all know I love a brown, that is no secret, I love a brown, but you know,
coming up
at what point do I own every brown item that was ever invented? I know, and I'm saying right now, like I know I'm guilty as charged. Like, there will be times when I do buy more browns. Like, it's not going to stop happening. Yeah. I'm a consumer as much as I am someone who works in the industry. Like, I love beauty. So I'm just as susceptible to a good marketing campaign as anyone else. But I just, I think that's been my kind of takeaway at the minute from COVID.
It's hard, isn't it? Because I am a hoarder by nature. I love a collection. Like, I was the little kid that collected, like, I collected soaps and I collected little plastic animals, and I just was someone who found comfort in owning stuff, and I always have. And I like to blame society and marketing and all that stuff, but I've always been like that. And I've talked about this in therapy, and I'm like, you know, she was like, oh, well, you know, why do you think that traces back to? And I'm like, well, you know, because I felt so loved on my birthdays, and whenever I got a gift, being given something felt like love to me. And I think we're getting deep, but it's like buying something, you get that same sort of serotonin kick where it's like, because you're giving it to yourself, so it's love. It's like owning this
is
love.
Very psychological.
Yeah, like having stuff around you. It equates to success because it means you have these things. It equates to love. It equates to that collector, you know, it kicks in that collector response where it feels nostalgic and it feels good. You just feel good. And I've been trying to unlearn some of that and undo some of that. And I'm getting much better at being less susceptible to marketing campaigns. We talked about this a few months ago, how that was a big thing. That even, like you say, we're in the business, but we're still entirely in the thrall of it. Like, I saw that Hourglass Unlocked, Infinity Powder, whatever it's called, I've already forgotten, the new Hourglass Powder, and I immediately was like, oh my God, look at her face, I need that on my face. And I had to fully sit myself down and say, Lindsay, that is a marketing image. Stop it. It's really, really difficult. And yeah, I'm better at it than I used to be, but it is still painful. It is still hard. Painful seems like such a dramatic term. But I did my face drawer, so I've done one drawer out of my whole unit, but pulled it all out and had to just be so savage and be like, separate myself from like, oh, but I paid so much money for that, or oh, that would be so expensive to buy again. Even if it was gifted, you know, I still do that thing where I'm like, oh, but that costs $60, you can't just throw it away. I'm like, some of them are bad, some of them have expired and I was still hanging on to them just because I wanted to see them in that drawer. And I have to remind myself that what is in that drawer does not equate to my self-esteem. It's like, it's not the same thing. It doesn't validate me. Having a lot of makeup in that drawer does not validate me in any way. I need to separate those two things. And it's hard, especially now.
No, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, like we're going through something really difficult all together and we're all getting conflicting advice. Like, we're all on social media.
Yeah.
But like, what I see is, you know, I had a lot of people sending me messages when I started wearing my mask. And some like snarky people and some not very nice people who are like, stop telling us to wear masks. We don't have to wear them here. You should stop telling people to. And I'm like, well, but I do have to wear it here. And I think I'm doing the right thing by me. So I know there's different rules everywhere, but when we're being overloaded and bombarded by every rule from everywhere because social media is global. So it can be so confusing, which I think has added to the sense of people's anxiety and people's stress. And it makes sense that you would take solace in something that gives you such simple pleasures, like makeup.
Completely,
But then, like you say, I go to my collection or I go to look in my makeup drawer and there's just so much, I'm overwhelmed. So got to get better at cutting back. And like Harry says, like when we recommend, like I've talked about three mascaras that are out today. I'm not telling you to go buy all three mascaras.
Yeah,
we're just telling you.
Part of our job is to show you them. Yeah,
and if you need a new mascara and you want like a luxe treat, you might treat yourself to the Pat McGrath. If you want a new mascara and you want like a punk, or you need a punky long-lasting mascara, you might treat yourself to the Urban Decay.
Yeah,
but like we never want you to feel like we're trying to.
This is you have to buy it. Yeah,
this is just a safe and space also, for those of us that like these things.
That love stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and also I think it is that thing of, you know, beauty is so subjective. So one person, the idea of a spider lash mascara sounds awful to another person, like, oh my goodness, I've been waiting so long to find a mascara that does that.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's also, we can give you the information and then it's kind of up to what works for you and what doesn't. But yeah, I definitely think it's something that throughout my career, I come back to struggling with this idea of like, will this always be what I do now, that product is always coming through like a beauty editor would, like, you know, and also the sense of responsibility of sharing information, but then whether it's donating it to a shelter or, you know, kind of I think that's another thing that I've been looking into. And I gift a lot of my stuff to friends that mm-hmm. I end up knowing that's not going to be for me, whatever. But yeah, I think it's definitely so. And there's a really good documentary on Netflix called The Minimalists that they have a blog to. So if anyone wants to like learn more about that, that was a really good documentary that kind of just gave me a few pointers beyond thanking my socks for working hard for me. And I love me some Marie Kondo. Don't get me wrong. I love her. She's brilliant. But there was some very like practical advice in there that was very to the point. So if you're looking for some kind of, and also like you were saying, Lindsay, I think the interesting for me about this time with COVID, of course, some people financially are going through some really, really tough times. And I know I've had friends that have even said to me, it makes no logical sense that I'm spending more than I've ever spent when I have no money coming in. And I was like, well, I guess it's a bit like food almost when you're dieting. Like if you can't have something, all you want to do is like eat cake. And I think it's almost a little like the psychology behind feeling good and that kind of serotonin high of buying something. And with makeup, it is very easy to go, oh, it's $40, not $400, you know, which is still a lot of money for a lot of people. But so I think it is interesting, you know. And I think for me, I'm always fascinated by the link of like psychology and beauty and you know, the way
we have seen nothing else from COVID, it's that we live in a capitalist society and that society is flawed. I've seen so many interesting think pieces and articles that have shown, you know, the as soon as you stop people from going out and spending money on things they don't need, our entire society and economy has crumbled. Like, it's just fallen apart. It has folded like Superman on wash day. It is just like, oh, we actually can't sustain our entire way of being unless people are out in the shops buying stuff they don't need. And I am so guilty of that, and I am such a part of that. Like, if I'm having a rough day, or I'm a bit grumpy, or I've just a bit of a whatever mood, or I'm on my way home from the gym and I've got an hour, I will 100% just go to the mall between me and the gym, you know, because you've been, and I'll just be like, oh, I'll just have a little look in H&M, I'll just have a little look in Sephora, I'll just treat myself to a little something.
And and the difference is there are some, that's it. And before, like, there were times where that genuinely was a treat. It's like when you, you know, have a nice ice cream, a nice bit of cake, there are times when it is just a treat and it feels really good. And there's a normalcy in that that I think is really healthy. Whereas, you know, I think it's no surprise with COVID that we're almost like craving it even more than normal. We're just like, I need something to feel good about.
Is
you
it
know?
Not and... the most exciting thing in the world when the package arrives? Like, it's the only part of my day that is unpredictable and exciting.
A bright pink Jiffy bag.
It's the mailman. And the mailman is like, get the away from me, like back it up. Back and I'm like, give me. It's the mailman and the random cat that has adopted us and started coming to see us every day.
That's
and it's,
so,
we never
so
know
cute.
If she's coming or not, but when she came last night and this morning, so we're very excited at the moment. But it's like these little
Anderson's
things.
Anderson's girlfriend
Chester. We thought she was a boy, but now she is a girl, but she's still called Chester.
She's got a lady piece.
She most certainly does. But yeah, I think it's just like being kind to yourself and being gentle. And I like at the beginning of this, I was like, I'm going to use this time to do a massive clear out. And then that was exhausting. And I had to sit down for like a week because I'm like, I got rid of like 17 t-shirts. But I am using it to try and be more mindful of where I spend my money, what I spend my money on. If I bring something into the house, why am I bringing it in? If I buy something that is just a treat, like I bought a dress from J. Crew when they had a sale on the other day, and I'd been watching that dress for some time. It's actually a very difficult eyes dress. I'll show you when I get it. It's like a little strappy sundress.
Look at us.
Like, like seersucker stripes, but they're pretty rainbow stripes, but they're really thin. It's so pretty. Reminded me a lot of you. But yeah, I wanted it, but it was like $120. And I'm like, no, you're not. You don't have $120 to spend on a dress. And then it went down to half price in the sale. And I even had to be like, you still don't need it. You still don't technically have $60 to spend on a dress, but acknowledge that this is a treat to yourself and that and just know it and do it and be fine with it. Like, if I'd bought it at full price, I would have felt terrible. But I was like, you know what? Like, yeah, this is a treat. And I'm saying it's a treat. And you can have that without feeling horrible all the time. But I just think we're all up in our feelings, aren't we? We're all up in our feels.
We're in our feelings. I mean, I definitely feel like I've been using this time to kind of focus on education. Like, I've been taking some courses myself to kind of look at other things. And that's been nice to like have some kind of structure in my day, I guess. That's definitely helped. You know, for me, makeup jobs are still very much they option, but then they're all, you know, they kind of have the condition that they could change anytime because of COVID, be cancelled, etc. And I wouldn't be surprised if now with us going back into lots of indoor spaces being closed, that that's the case again. So I think I'm trying to remind myself that whatever is happening right now, as you know, unnerving as it can be, I've been given some time, and you know, I can do things with that time that will help me grow, and that, you know, and also it's that thing of kind of being like, you know, I've never had structure in my life before. Yeah. I think even that's been really surreal. Like knowing I can get up at the same time every morning and go to bed at the same time every night has been like
earlier and earlier, quite frankly, over here.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I'm like 8 p.m. is it bed yet? But yeah, there's you know, everyone's having to adapt to a new normal. Yeah. So you know, I think all you can do is be kind to yourself, and you know, it is interesting. Like if you are watching your behaviors, you know, do it in a way that's like, oh, that's interesting. Like yeah. kind of, you know, feel for me, like you were saying, it's like, oh, that is a treat, and I've waited till it's half price, you know, and yeah.
You don't always have to wait till it's half price. It's just, it was far too expensive. No, you don't know. It was just like, but then it was interesting because I'm like, a year ago, I would have just bought that. I would have bought that frock and been like, but I was like, no, that's too much to spend on a summer dress that you're going to wear like a few times. I'm not going on holiday. Yeah. Like, thankfully, I live in a sunny place, so I will wear it.
Yeah.
And I've been making a point of trying to wear nicer things than just, like, I went through a real difficult leggings and t-shirt phase.
Oh, I did the pajama phase for the first month of COVID.
Really hard time. Pajamas. See, at the beginning, I was like, no, I'm going to wear little cute outfits and like do my hair and makeup and be on Instagram every day. It's going to be great. And then after about a month, I was like, it got dark. Yeah, it went very like top of Ben and Jerry's on the settee in my pajamas.
Yeah, I hear you.
I have gained the COVID weight.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm like, you know what? Like I Standard. Have. So what? Do you know what I mean? So what? I'll figure it out or whatever it is. But I'm just like, I've come through it now to the point where I'm like, got to figure this out. This is not going to change for a hot minute. So we'll just work it out as we go forward. Shall we do some highlights? I've got a few. So I feel like we could either talk about them as part of this lovely chat, or we could just make it an extended highlight of the week.
How many have you got, Lindsay?
I've got four, but it's three. I've got three that two of them are from one brand.
I mean, two used to be extreme. I'd be like, I've got two this week, I'm cheating, and she's trying for four people.
Well, because it's two things from one brand and then two other things.
Go on then, you start, and then I'll go
we'll
after
do,
you.
We have to do the song. We'll have to do the song.
Yeah, we've got to do the song. Yeah, of course.
Let's do it. One, two, three. Highlight of the week.
Oh, you went rogue.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
You were you were in your zone. You were, because you're in your feelings and you're in your zone.
I was trying to follow you, but you were trying to follow me. It went very badly.
It was like a bad dance.
And there were puppies behind you, and then they went away, and it's just like,
I know, they're up and down. They don't know what's going on.
Mad bastards. I've got three things, and I love all of them, which is why I couldn't choose. But they're not new news, so we have to talk about them somewhere. The first is this absolutely beautiful glow balm, indigo rose glow balm from Undefined Beauty. This is an indie brand. It's a black owned woman brand. It's got CBD in it because it's an indie brand. All indie brands in America right now have to legally have CBD in them. That's not true, but it could be. It's absolutely beautiful. It's coconut oil, shea butter, raspberry puree, lychee puree.
You sure it's
and CBD?
Not dessert?
I know, no, but this is it. So it's just this really, really beautiful glowy balm. I've been wearing it on lips, but you can do it as a wet look highlighter as well.
Yeah,
I'm just doing it for Harry's benefit, and it's
I love it. It's like a little get ready,
but it's really pretty.
That's really
because it's
nice.
So. I mean, it's got like five ingredients. It's nothing, but the thing that does it for me is it smells like proper. It smells like pudding. But it smells like I used to have a Natural Collection strawberry lip balm in a glass tub.
Oh, yes, I remember it.
Yeah, it was in like really heavy in a glass tub, and I would take it with me everywhere, even though it was wildly impractical. But it smells just like it. It's so beautiful. It smells like playground treats, and it's in this lovely little plastic case, so it's easy to carry. Much easier than that Natural Collection strawberry. But I love it. And then the other two things I wanted to mention are a little bit more high-end, apologies in advance. The first is the new launches from Patrick Tarr, T-A.
I was going to say, that's Patrick Tarr. I was, my ears were like, she's listening.
It's too hard, it's too complicated. One of them's going to have to change their name. So I've got the Double Take cream and powder blush duo in She's That Girl. packaging's covered in fingerprints. I apologize. And I've got the lipstick in That's Why She's Late. Now, the first thing I want to mention about these, which I have talked about a little bit on my Instagram, and people were like, oh my God. It's basically, it's just millennial Tom Ford. It is an absolute packaging dupe, 100% for Tom Ford, even with like the little logo engraved into the top of the lipstick,
yeah,
the shape of it, the edging being a different color, yeah. The edging of the
yeah, that is literally blusher
palette is exactly the same as the eyeshadow palettes, the difference being that these are all in rose gold instead of burgundy and gold or whatever, but it's the packaging is right there, and that is what the brand is. And yeah. We're trying to get an interview or the people who own the beauty incubator it should be an incubator, the beauty incubator that funded Patrick Tarr have been getting in touch with us for ages to ask if they can come on the podcast, and I'm really desperate to have them on because I want to understand what a beauty incubator is, how it works, so people can understand that these brands don't just come from nowhere. You know, Patrick Tarr didn't wake up one day and think, I'm gonna make the millennial Tom Ford, like a whole company is behind him funding it and developing it. And I'm fascinated. So I wanted full disclosure, like I talked about this before, I have met Patrick Tarr. I met him at an event. He was not in the best of moods to do it. And I was with a very successful best-selling skincare influencer who like took him to task and grabbed hold of his face in the middle of the room. And it was hilarious and amazing. And I'm not sure he was super into it. So maybe it wasn't the best meeting that two humans have ever had. He also didn't care for the fact that I lived on the east side of LA because he's in West Hollywood and doesn't come to the east side. And I was like, well, shut up. But went into this wanting to not really like it. And I feel bad because I made fun of his glow mist that came with a fan. And he had to buy the fan. I made fun of his fan when he launched that. So I wanted to kind of not like these. Shut my mouth because they are amazing. They're so beautiful. I've got, like I said, in the blush, I've got She's That Girl, and it says the powder is a really pretty corally pink, and then the cream is a slightly deeper pinky coral.
I love that the cream has a little separate plastic lid as well, so it doesn't get particles from the powdering.
Because so many
details, Lindsay.
Right? But this is the thing. This is why it's so brilliant, and I think that's where you realise he is actually a makeup artist, because he's thought of that. And that's a big problem in a lot of these cream and powder duos, is as soon as you put a brush to the powder, the powder's in the cream and it's screwed.
It's just such a mess.
This is so clever because it's pretty sturdy. The little door that covers up the powder, the little clear plastic lid. It's so clever. It's so sturdy. Both products are beautiful. They're both very well pigmented. You have to sort of a light hand to go sheer and then build up from there. The only thing I don't like about it is... And I feel like this is just marketing. Like the directions, Patrick's advice on how to use it is to put the cream on first and then tap the powder on top of it. No, I'm lying. It's not. It's to put the powder on first and then top the cream on top. I'm getting it wrong every time. It's the stupidest one. But they are beautiful products. And I just think, don't worry about
them. Yeah, I want to try. They look what I've seen in everyone's reviews. I'm very interested.
So lovely. And there's a bunch of colors. They address all different skin tones. It's so smart. The lipstick, again, it's just really good. It's very, very beautiful. You can see the finish of the lipstick. It's
stunning,
very much the Lisa Eldridge velvet print.
Like,
you know, it's got that finish to the outside that looks exactly like the Lisa Eldridge's. I've got That's Why She's Late, which is a beautiful blue-red. I'm going to get the orangey-red. It's gorgeous. It's a total hybrid for me of a Tom Ford and a Lisa Eldridge. The pigment is insane. I said blue red. I meant true red. Because when you shear it out, it goes kind of raspberry. But there's so much pigment in it. You just have to touch your lips. It's so emollient and so pigmented. It is intense. I just can't fault any of it. It's so good. Apart from the ridiculous suggestion that you put them on top of each other. And it's like, no, don't do that. But the products are great. And then I'm going to wrap up very swiftly with my last one, which I just had to mention because we talked about it as new news. And so many people have asked us about this. I've been seeing this all over our Facebook group. Ooh. A lot of people treated themselves to this. And it is the Natasha Denona bronze palette. Look at them browns.
Oh, that's the browns.
Look at them browns. Look at them.
I think I need it. I think I need it.
And I think it was $65, which for a Natasha Denona seems
reasonable.
Another
way, like, that's very reasonable.
For Natasha Denona, it was like half the price of the Bieber palette, which was I don't get anywhere out of it. Look at them shimmers. Look at him. Look at him. It's so beautiful. All the colours are so interestingly nuanced, because a lot of people were like, but they look very similar. True Copper and Alloy and True Bronze, they all look very similar, but they swatch completely differently on the skin. They are like silk. They are beautiful. I've been wearing it a lot. If I was going on tour, it would be going on tour.
It would be in the tour bag.
It would be the tour palette. It's just so beautiful. It's so perfect for summer too, for bronzy, sexy, 70s. Beachy, gorgeous.
I do so much with the brown.
Oh, I mean, it's your dream palette. They could have called it the brown palette, but like, that's probably not as much of a seller. I'll shut up now. What you got?
That's my dream. Okay, well, you've enabled me. There's lots of nice things there. After talking about minimalism, well, you know how I absolutely love the Dior Forever Skin Correct Concealer. That is one of my kit favorites. Bloody love it. It's like, I think my favorite concealer I've tried of all time yet on me, and I use it on my kit. However, I'm going to say my highlight this week is the Juvia's Place concealers, because they were on offer recently for $7 each. I think they're normally $14, or $10. I mean, they're definitely under $15. Yep. So really good price point for the quality as well. Really good shade range. And I'll show you, the doe fur is very similar as well to the Dior one. It's like quite a nice big fat doe fur. It's the same principle, I would say, as the Dior, in that you could kind of use this as foundation if you wanted like super full coverage. A tiny bit goes a really long way. Yeah. So like the Dior ones, you can kind of use a little bit and get a lot of coverage. I've got the shades 18 and 20. I actually think I am shade 19 now, but after a little bit of backward and forth, I'll just mix these two and it's
fine. There you go.
But yeah, it's a nice, I feel like the packaging's nice. It's properly clear, not a frosted bottle, which I love. So you can actually see the shade a bit easier. And just, you know, I always mention the Dior ones, and I think these are like my second favorite in terms of finding something that's really, really similar to the Dior one. Yeah. This is, I would say, the closest I've found. So if you're looking for a more affordable version of the Dior one, and you also want to kind of have a look at a different brand kind of doing something similar, then check those out.
Yeah, I've been using the foundation a lot when I've been recording.
I still haven't tried that yet. I ordered one of the foundation sticks, but hasn't arrived yet.
The stick I didn't love. This is a highlight, sorry. But yeah, the I Am Magic foundation I've been using a lot for on camera, because it is like intense in the pigment, but it's pretty. It's really pretty.
Yeah, if you like full coverage, you can really get full coverage with these. But you can definitely use them the same way I use the Dior ones, which is just have a really emollient base, and then I just add a tiny bit over a tinted moisturizer, and you'll get the coverage. But yeah,
and I feel like it melts into really the skin as the day goes on. It's one of those foundations that looks better if the concealers are anything like that.
And it's really long lasting as well, so it's definitely comparable. I feel like it's the nearest I've found to a comparable dupe for the Dior one.
Amazing.
So yeah, that's my thumbs up. That's what I got.
Amazing. Look at us. I'm such a positive. Look at us. Look at us. It's just a picture of positivity.
Picture of positivity. We put the world to rights. And I don't know if you guys have still got wine or tea, but thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was lovely to have a lovely chat. Was it lovely to have a lovely chat?
We have a lovely chat.
We have a lovely time.
Lovely time, yeah. Oh
dear. Well, I think we should probably look to plan another live episode quite soon.
It's got to be done.
In a few weeks. I am not going on tour, but I am doing virtual events over the next couple of weeks. So they're happening. I know some of the pod fam have signed up for some of them because they've messaged me to let me know, which was very nice of them. And if you didn't manage to get into the events, we will be recording them and sharing them, so you can watch them even if you can't be there live. And then once they're all done, let's do another live show. That was fun.
Let's do another live. The live was so much fun. I mean, a joint highlight of the week with the whole group was fabulous. I loved that.
And was there a better thing that's happened during COVID than going back and reading the chat transcript of everything that you were all chatting
brilliant.
On about?
that was great.
I was literally sat with my laptop creasing myself, and Jeff was like, what are you watching? And I'm like, no, I'm just reading a conversation. It was amazing. So I think we should definitely, we'll probably send some dates
That'll
out and
come
see
soon.
What everyone feels like, and we'll get that in the books as well.
We'll make that happen.
Yay. Defo. Oh, I feel so much better.
Oh, it's springing my step.
Oh, isn't it nice?
Isn't it nice?
Right, I'm gonna go make a sandwich. don't know about you.
I'm going to make a sandwich. Oh, love a sandwich.
Love a sandwich.
And I'm going to have a cup of tea. Third cup of tea of the day. Buzzing.
Buzzing. Amazing. Buzzing. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to everyone. Loads of people have been leaving us reviews. Thank you so much. The reviews really do
mean so much.
So thank you. We appreciate it.
And if you love this, share it with a friend. Share it.
Share the love. Share the love.
Stars and love.
And the sharing. I mean, it's not money, is it? It's just stars and love. We would never
stars
ask.
And love. That's all we also for.
Probably should mention we have paused our Patreon. So if anyone was expecting La Patreon, it's paused right now because we aren't making the extra content and we don't feel right about asking for money when we're not doing that for you. So we're not asking for money, just stars and love. Stars and love.
Just stars and love. If you've got any to give, we'll have them.
We will take it. We appreciate it. We appreciate you. And we'll be back very soon with another episode.
Look forward to it. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.